Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Review Pod with Madhav and Jayakrishnan. For today's episode, we'll be doing a review of a famous novel by George Orwell, 1984. 1984 follows the ordeals of a worker, Winston, in the record department of the Ministry of Truth, as he struggles to express himself and longs for truth and liberty. Along the way, he meets a female worker named Julia, who intrigues him, and the two fall into a relationship. Now, as a reader, there were certain points in the book where I would react to the actions of Winston and Julia with a certain amount of apprehension and a feeling of being lost. After all, the smallest actions the two would undertake together seemed to possess such great meaning to them, and it was just something I couldn't fathom. It was only at a certain point when the pair find a place where they are safe and can speak their minds freely that I understood the depth of the world that Orwell had created. The setting of 1984 is one of the primary facets that make it memorable. The grayscale world and the monotony of life of all the citizens of Airstrip 1, which is the name given to this dystopian version of London, really give a dim look on the story, and makes the journey of our protagonist even more melancholy. The party that rules this world has a watchful eye on every citizen, and privacy is no longer a real concept, which is made clear to us at every chance with the now famous phrase that Orwell created, "Big Brother is watching." The same party's formation of a language named Newspeak, a language in which, one of the characters states, people will be able to convey the whole range of human emotion through one word, a ministry of truth where censorship is the main occupation, a ministry of love where not a soul can enter without passing through machine gun nests and barbed wire fences, a ministry of peace that deals in the art of war and propaganda, all identify this party as the body that holds the populace down and keeps them oblivious to their ignorance. They also deal with constant propaganda and public execution of prisoners of war, which keeps these citizens in the same loop that they are stuck in. 1984 was a book released way back in 1949, and that, combined with the themes in the book, make it one of the most timeless works of literature ever. This book came out in the aftermath of the Second World War, and Orwell wrote this as a satire and criticism of Stalin's totalitarian nation to the East. It is the environment of the book, the setting, and terms such as thought crime, where simply the thought of a concept not aligned with the party's ideals puts you on a hit list. Or doublethink, where someone is expected to believe a completely false statement as truth, with no questions asked. It's nuances such as this that make 1984 such a classic and timeless novel, allowing the reader to immerse themselves in Winston's shoes and truly paint a harrowing picture that scarily resembles our modern world a little bit more than we'd like. On that note, we'll be wrapping up for today. Tune in next time for more reviews of your favorite books and movies, only here on the Review Pod. This is your host, Madhavan, signing out. Thank you.